Good evening, Joseph here. I'm just tidying up the house. It's been an absolutely hectic few days with the Tokyo Marathon. Been rushing in, rushing out, tearing the house apart, trying to find bits for our studio and things. And as a result, it looks like we've been burgled. It really is appalling. It's been quite an incredible couple of days. Of course, one thing was actually running 42 kilometres. It was very tough, a lot tougher than I thought. The wind and the rain, the cold, really took their toll on our legs, on our general feeling actually. And I have huge respect for everyone who completed it without all the distractions that I had to take my mind off the pain and things. I've been completely bowled over by the reaction, especially from the Japanese Twitter community. I must admit, when coming up with plans for this event, I really didn't really think much about the Japanese community, because until now, most of the stuff I've produced has been for the English-speaking community here in Japan. And so to get such an incredible reaction, basically we ended up with over 13,000 viewers, the vast majority of whom were Japanese. Twitter played a key role. It was picked up by some influential tweeters, it was in the news, and we ended up with 13,000 plus viewers. And yes, it was like, oh my god, we're in Japan. And when I realised halfway through the race, I looked at my Twitter thing and I saw my stream was just completely full of Japanese tweets. So that's when I changed tack and started speaking Japanese, something I haven't really done much before in public, in my online stuff. But I think it was a good decision. The praise we've had, the feedback has been overwhelming. Of course, Fuji TV featured it this morning. It may have been featured on Tokyo MX tonight, but I'm not entirely sure about that. J-Wave were talking about it on the radio earlier today. And yeah, it really has left me quite stunned. I met with Steve Nagata, the chief Ustreamer, who was managing, did an amazing job of managing our streams. And we were talking about where we can go from here. I think yesterday was a big wake-up call for me in terms of my online activity and who I should be targeting. I also need to think about what my goals are. Another really important thing it's brought up for me is my Japanese. It's not good enough for what I want to do. And yet, having said that, I was delighted that I was able to communicate to the extent that I was yesterday with my current level of Japanese. But now I actually have some kind of motivation for really improving my Japanese, because I've seen how well people reacted to what we were doing. So people were saying beforehand, well, why are you doing this, Joseph? You know, what's your motivation? Who's your target audience? What do you hope to achieve from this? And I didn't really have an answer for them. It was just something I wanted to do. And I could have, you know, I had sort of made up answers like, well, I want to share views of Tokyo with the world and stuff like this. But I wasn't quite sure. But now it seems, with the event over with, it seems there was a reason for it, and that was to prompt me to look again at where I'm living, what my potential audiences are, what might be possible using everyday media. Anyway, we're nearly out of time with this one, with this little podcast, so I'm going to stop there. So thanks for listening, and thanks ever so much for all your support. And let's see what happens next.